Welcome to Kids in the Community on WLEN.com. Sponsored by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing, your local Bryant dealer, offering a 100% money-back guarantee on Bryant equipment. Call 263-9940. Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant, doing whatever it takes.
Welcome into this edition of Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN, sponsored by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. I'm your host for the program, Ian Wendt, and I thank you for tuning in this afternoon. We have a couple of Sand Creek students here with me. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Forrest Vernier.
And?
Devin Vernier.
So related?
Yeah, we're twins.
All right. And you're both juniors at Sand Creek. What really brought you in here was a donation you made to your school. We'll get to that in a minute. What are your favorite classes? We'll start with Forrest.
My favorite class would be band and English.
So what do you like about, we'll go with band.
What I like about band is when we go to state festival, we get dropped off at a mall and we can go to any restaurant we want.
So just the outside of band experience too?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I also like it when we go caroling. That's really fun.
That is neat. All right, same question for you, Devin. Favorite class?
Chemistry.
Chemistry? Not a fan of chemistry. Me personally, but why do you like chemistry?
We do a lot of labs, and we also do food labs, so we just make different types of food and relate it to chemistry, so I enjoy it a lot.
A lot of creativity involved in chemistry. That's nice. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about all the things that Forrest and Devin do outside of the classroom, including a donation to Sand Creek Schools and just other activities that they do outside of their busy lives in school. We'll be back with that after this from Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing.
I'm Kevin Shoemaker. Since 1977, I've been helping area residents meet their heating and plumbing needs, from solving basic issues like no heat or no hot water to complete bathroom makeovers, as well as complete Bryant comfort systems that are controlled by your smartphone. Keeping you comfortable in an ever-changing environment is our priority. For many years, our loyal customers have enabled us to support many organizations throughout our community. To them, I say thank you. Kids in the Community is a great program that allows us to focus and highlight some of the very giving and talented youth in our community. Just one more way that Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant are doing whatever it takes.
We're back with Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN. My name is Ian Wendt. I'm here with Forrest and Devin Vernier. I said that right. Nailed it. I got a thumbs up from Forrest. Good deal. So the real reason you're in here is what you two did and you gave back to your school. I don't want to tell everyone what it was. I'll let one of you kind of take the reins on this one.
Well, in the summer, our dad and the two of us, we kind of joked about it to begin with, but then it was about around August, September, when we actually decided to actually do it.
So what you did was you donated a 1946 Farmall Model A tractor to the school.
Yes.
For a raffle.
For a raffle.
For a raffle. So you sold raffle tickets. And the proceeds went to different groups.
Yeah, it went to the FFA, the band, and
athletic boosters.
How successful was that endeavor? Did you meet the goal you wanted to in terms of selling the raffle tickets?
Well, for the raffle tickets, we started off not so good, but we got better once the school year kept going.
They started to sell the tickets at, band concerts and FFA events, so more people from the community started to
during the craft show and the toy show.
Just more exposure got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Got it going. Well, that's great, and it's nice that you... Was this obviously a family tractor?
It was okay. Mostly ours, but it was... Altogether, it was a family tractor.
When we were little, we used to take it around the driveway for about half an hour just for fun. And we used to take it to the Fulton County Fairgrounds in Wauseon for the Threshers reunion.
That's great. Do you know who won it or what they what they plan to do with it?
I can't remember the guy's name who did win it, but
Ed Solbrooks.
Oh.
That's his name.
Okay.
Okay.
He won the tractor, and he actually told us that, well, he told our teacher that he had a tractor just like it when he was younger, and this was just another one that he could add to his collection, so it was going to a good home.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you come up with this, or why did you decide to do, why did you decide to give back in that way?
We just thought since we really love and appreciate our school, we appreciated our teachers, our peers, we just wanted to do something nice for our school in order to raise money.
We really wanted the kids that were in junior high and in elementary school to have the same experience that we've had at Sand Creek, and so we thought that giving back to the programs that have influenced us the most would be a way to do that.
And I think it's safe to say you did that. Mm-hmm. So congratulations with all that, and I'm sure a big relief when you finally drew mm-hmm. the ticket and the money raised went to where it needed to be.
Thank you. Good on you.
Thanks, Ian.
All right, we have a little bit more time, so we'll get to know Forrest and Devin a little bit more. A couple things I wanted to touch on first, your involvement with NHS. I don't know who I'm looking at. Is it both?
Both of us.
Yeah. Both of you. Okay, your involvement in NHS.
We were inducted our sophomore year.
What do you do in NHS, National Honor Society, for people that don't know?
Well, we run like various canned food drives throughout the year. We make blankets, and then we give them to homeless shelters. We have blood drives throughout the year, so there's multiple things throughout the year that we're involved in.
This is my first year at the LISD Tech Center. I am taking video and audio production, so maybe someday I will be working at the station after I graduate.
So we have that on record now. Mm-hmm. So we can go back a few years from now when you have my job or someone else's job here at WLEN. So you like the idea of broadcasting or just working with the audio visual?
Kind of both. In our class, we either make funny videos or we make our own commercials. We film them and then we save them to our hard drive. We edit them in Adobe Premiere.
That's very similar to what we have here, so maybe a smooth transition for you, Forrest. And unfortunately, that's all the time I have for the Verniers. Forrest and Devin, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Ian.
And that'll do it for this edition of Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN, sponsored by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. If you or anyone you know has a kid that you think should be on this program, send us an email to kids@WLEN.com. Again, that's kids@WLEN.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Ian Wendt.
Thank you for listening. If you know a great kid in the Lenawee community, nominate them for an interview and a chance for a $1,000 scholarship furnished by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. Email your nominations to kids@WLEN.com or mail it to 242 West Maumee Street in Adrian. We hope you've enjoyed the Kids in the Community program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Thursday at 3:45 p.m. for all new interviews with the kids who are the future of Lenawee County.